interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I hate the morning. The only good thing that I like about the morning, if I'm even up, is a sunrise.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Good morning, everyone. 7 o'clock in the freaking morning. Monday Morning Madness is back. I told you I'd be back last May, and here I am. It was an amazing semester out in the other parts of the world, but I'm glad to be back on the air. It feels great to be back, great to be talking with everyone, enjoying our mornings together. The sun is coming up in Boston. It's 32 degrees outside, so you know, not too cold, not too warm. And everyone's a little bit excited because the Pats won in that amazing game last night. I thought it was over at halftime, and then I went home, and I turned on the TV, and the second half of the game, something crazy just happened, and I don't know, we came back. It was absolutely amazing. But regardless, that means everyone in Boston is going to be very happy today, so I hope you'll be happy too. It's going to be a nice week, actually. It's 32 today, and kind of hovering around the mid-30s for the rest of the day, and then this week is very typical Boston. It's going to snow and rain tomorrow, sounds like fun, and then on Wednesday it's going to be 57, so you don't put your bikinis away quite yet, because that's going to be really, really nice, but on Thursday it's going to be like 30 and snowing, and then Friday it's going to be 23, but Saturday it'll be 40, so you know, we're all over the place. It's going to be a very, very fun week for everybody. Anyway, kind of rambling here, but it's just so good to be back in the air. The sun's coming up. I'm feeling happy. The music is playing, and Monday Morning Madness is back, as always. So, shall we get started with our week? Of course, I got to do a station ID. FCC, I know you're listening. This is Adam Kirchville, your host, as always. I'll be here every Monday morning from now until the end of the semester, and hopefully next year, and then that next semester, too. It's going to be great. The next three semesters, I guess. Maybe even over the summer if I'm here. Who knows? And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's Freeform Radio. Shall we get started with our morning? We've got a little Steelers wheel. There's a lot of good music that was released while I was gone, so I'm going to have to play a lot of that. But, you know, we'll start with the classics today. Anyway, I already did the station call, but I do it anyway when the song starts. 91.5 FM WMFO.
I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling there's something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah.
Nothing, and you're proud of yourself, man. And you're much too late. Oh, but sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Oh, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. Show me a sign, send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. The stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. Sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
Now
That, of course, is Bon Iver off of 22 Million 33 God, which, you know, is recent music update number one of many since I've been gone. That came out in, I want to say, September 20th, 2016. An amazing, amazing album. We hadn't heard anything from Bon Iver, so this came out in 2016. I'm just looking at his discography now. His last album, Bon Iver, came out in 2011. So that was 5 years without a new album from him, and I was definitely not disappointed by 22 Million. I found it to be excellent. Very much a big departure from his previous work, but incredible nonetheless, and very much kind of the Bon Iver that we saw at the end of A Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which came out in 2010, which is interesting because his other album came out in 2011. Anyway, so I was just thinking about the game last night, Lady Gaga's performance. There's a lot going on Twitter right now about that. People tweeting all sorts of amazing things about the game and what they thought of it, what they thought of the halftime show, everything. I did want to point out, after I'm sure you saw Budweiser's ad, which was fairly pro immigrant, and now there's a hashtag trending on Facebook that's hashtag boycott Budweiser. The only problem being that Budweiser is spelled wrong in the official hashtag, so that was poorly planned. But anyway, I like that that's out there, and I think that the fact that it's spelled wrong says a lot about the kind of people who don't like immigrants. So anyway, let's get back on track. I was just thinking about Lady Gaga, and I was digging up some old acoustic things that she did. She's actually incredible. She came out with an album, I want to say October, but don't cite me on that. But this year, very recently, and it just reiterated my belief that she is an amazing musician and she has an incredible voice. She's so, so talented. And I think the fact that she became famous in like 2007, 2008 was a really bad time in popular music. And so it's just unfortunate for her. But I'm glad that she came out with an excellent album this year. Actually, last year. Glad that she came out with an excellent album then. And that we could listen to it. Her and Sia, I find to be very, very... I mean, Sia is very... I was going to say... underrated, but I don't think either of them are underrated, but I think they're both amazing musicians and amazing vocalists. So I just dug up this old version of her in 2009 playing Poker Face acoustic on the piano. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of odd. It's like 4 minutes long, and it's very, very unique. At one point, she starts playing the piano like with her foot, so it's kind of not musically excellent, but she's a great singer, so I'll have us listen to it regardless, just so we can get a good taste of what's going on with Lady Gaga and get another perspective on her. But what a performance last night. All right, let's see.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me. Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start. And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart. I'll get him hot, show him what I've got. I'll get him heart. Show him one of God. Can't read my. No, he can't read my poker face. He's got me like nobody. Can't read my. No, he can't read my. Harper, we will be a little gambling is fun when you're with me. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun. Oh, I'll get him hot, show him what I've got. I want you to know. I'll get him hot. Show him what I've got. Can't read my. No, he can't read my poker face. He's got me like nobody. Can't read my. No, he can't read my poker face. She's got me like nobody. Do you ever play hard to get?
Yes.
And if you don't, you should. I won't tell you that I love you, kiss or hug you, cause I'm bluffing with my muffin. I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my love glue gunning. Just like a check in the casino, take your bank before I pay you out. I promise this. Check the sign, cause I am marvelous. I'm marvelous, I'm marvelous, I'm marvelous. So can't read my, he can't read my poker. Now will you clap with me? A ba 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 poker, he can't read my poker. A ba 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 poker, he can't read my poker. A ba 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 poker, thanks.
There you go, everyone. Lady Gaga doing Poker Face on the piano and, of course, on the vocals. But like I said, I really like the way she sounds. Just an incredible, incredible singer. But while we're talking about incredible singers, how about a little change of pace? We do a little Don Henley.
Don't understand. He says he's alive,
has a funny way of coming has a funny way of coming. It's a funny way of coming around.
Dr. Dog, of course, there with The Beach, which that is not new music. That came out probably in, I want to say, like 2008, 2006. Something around there, maybe. I don't know. That's really actually quite the guess. But anyway, a lovely song nonetheless. And then before that, we hit a little Bruce Springsteen, Paradise by the Sea, which he played live at a lot of concerts and recorded in the studio for some of his like B tracks. I don't want to say like, or B sides recordings, but not really ever a front running song for him because obviously it's purely instrumental, but a great song nonetheless and a great showcase of the quality of the E Street Band. Anyway, back to, actually, you know what, it's 7:31. I should get one of my PSAs out of the way. The best part about coming back to Tufts after being abroad for a semester is seeing all the new things that have changed. For example, there's like new paved sidewalks around campus, which is very exciting. There's a new soda machine in one of the dining halls, a new seltzer machine in another one. And there's all sorts of fun new equipment in the studio here. There's like this big thing that is making a lot of fan noise, like right beneath my feet, which is very odd. That wasn't here before. Either that or it was never on, and now it's making quite a lot of noise, so that's, you know, always pleasant when you're trying to record in the studio. But there's also a bunch of brand new PSAs, which are going to be a lot of fun to listen to. This is going to be a good semester because I've never really seen any of these before, so they obviously made a whole bunch of brand new things for us to listen to. So this first one, there's a couple about drunk driving. One is Aerosmith drunk driving. The other one is squirrel drunk driving. I think I'm very interested in the squirrel drunk driving one. I don't really know what to expect out of it. So, hey, let's give it a listen.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Well, geez, I kind of expected that to be a little bit more uplifting. I guess the PSA, the box that you click to play the PSA is colored in black, so I guess maybe that means like this one is sad. I was hoping it would be like a funny thing about how a squirrel was like, oh my God, this guy almost hit me because he was drunk driving. Regardless, I mean, don't drunk drive, but dang, that was a little bit depressing. I hoped that the squirrel would have played a bigger part in that PSA and would have been able to narrate some of it. So I guess I gotta get into the PSA making business. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about some new music. This Sampha just released a new album, like literally last week, probably less than 5 days ago. I don't remember. It was Saturday. I think it was Saturday that he released this. It's called Process, the album, and it's his first full length album. He has been floating around on tracks that on basically hip hop rap tracks for a while, singing kind of choruses, doing hooks, that sort of thing. He was on The Life of Pablo quite a bit, but this is the first time that he's actually released a full-length album for himself. I was very, very pleased with it, and think that you guys will enjoy it as well. It's very exciting. It's a lot like The Weeknd's album, I find, except a little bit less The Weeknd-y. I don't know, I'm going to play The Weeknd later, so you'll get a feel for what I'm talking about. But this one that I want to play is called Chorus Sings, which is the third track on the album. It's just very, very, very good. The album as a whole is great, so I really recommend that you check it out. But for now, I'll let Sampha do the talking. Oh, well, I should probably turn the computer on. That's the other thing about coming back from a semester is I had to get into the station like half an hour early because I don't really remember how anything works, so I had to kind of reorient myself. But now we're ready. Here we go. Take a listen.
There's no one here for miles. It's just me in the burning sun. It's just me, myself and my gun, remembering the times. Oh, grapes on the vines. But with family I don't have the time to be questioning life. Just go. Mother needs a son, so she needs daddy. Oh, we don't have to talk, I just need you here. But if you go away, please don't disappear. The heat is making light of a happy.
just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
La 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 and yellow. It's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes. Halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north, it's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land. So I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. Showed me. You showed me love. Of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You were sure if you could die and come back to life, upper air from the swimming pool. You kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love.
There you go, a little Frank Ocean for you in the morning. That's off of Blonde, which is, I don't know, possibly my favorite album of 2016. Just an excellent, excellent piece. And of course, he was like absent for so long since he released Channel Orange in 2010. So we talk about how long it took for Bon Iver to release a new album between 2011 and 2016. That was even longer for Frank Ocean, but the wait was worth it because that was a phenomenal piece. Also, that song features Beyonce, which you wouldn't even know until you read the lyrics and you think, wow, like Beyonce is in this, and it's but she's in there and she's doing a little vocals in the background. And so as promised, I'm gonna spin you guys a track by The Weeknd off Starboy, another album which received mixed reviews from me and from my friends and from, you know, the higher ups that be at Pitchfork and at all the other music agency places, but I really like the album, and it's grown on me quite a bit. It's very, like I said earlier, it's very The Weeknd. It's very pop. You can tell he had a whole bunch of songwriters working with him, but I think it worked out very well. I mean, some of the songs on this album are absolutely phenomenal, and this one in particular, the last track, I Feel It Coming, is one of my favorite songs that I've listened to in a long time. So, without further ado, this song features Daft Punk, as I'm sure you'll be able to tell. It's very, very, very nice. It's kind of like a little musical candy. So here it is. This is The Weeknd off of Starboy, I Feel It Coming. We only got like 10 minutes left in the show. I think it's worked out very nicely, though. All right, enjoy.
What you really like, baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight, just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes, cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake and the heat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run, I know what you've been through. A simple touch and it can set you free. don't have to rush when you're alone with me. Time. I'm just trying to get you high, faded off this touch. You don't need a lonely night, so baby I can make it right. You just gotta let me try to give you what you want. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run, I know what you can do. Just a simple time.
What I mean about it being very The Weeknd. Anyway, excellent, excellent song with a very, very tasteful feature of Daft Punk. I think they are an excellent group, Daft Punk are, and they should be put on more songs because their music is really, really good. So anyway, it is 7:53 and 47 seconds, ticking away my first show back this semester. Thank you for joining me. It's been a pleasure to come back onto the air. And I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have. I'm looking forward to coming back next week and the week after that and the week after that. And just having a nice semester here every Monday morning. So I got two more tracks lined up for you. One by the Fleet Foxes from Helplessness Blues, which is 2007. And then a final track to wrap it all up by the late David Bowie. Actually, I don't think I have time for this David Bowie track. So I'll just play the Fleet Foxes then. And we'll give David Bowie a little rain check. Maybe if I've got a couple minutes extra after my show ends, I'll spin him on. But anyway, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. And of course, as always, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's Freeform Radio. I'm Adam Kercheval. This is Monday Morning Madness. This is Monday, the first day of the week. Have a lovely, lovely week, everyone. I'll see you next week. And thanks for listening.
I was raised up believing I was somehow unique, like a snowflake, distinct among snowflakes, unique in each way you'd conceive. And now after some thinking, I'd say I'd rather be a functioning cog in some great machinery, serving something beyond me. But
wait tables.